Here is one of our Next Gen Farmer feature interviews. We are talking with Brent Veens out of Watford, but working for a couple of different businesses. Brent, give us a little bit of a history on yourself and your agricultural background.
So I grew up on a fruit and vegetable farm outside of Thetford, Ontario. So I grew up doing mostly apples, and then we have a couple fruit stands just outside of Thetford. Strawberries, asparagus, peaches, plums, sweet corn, tomatoes, watermelons, muskmelons, peppers, pumpkin, squash, pretty much everything under the sun. Went to Richtown in 2014. I graduated in 2016. Worked on the farm for a couple more years, and then came November. I needed a job off the farm because, you know, there wasn't much work in the wintertime, and I'm not much of a mechanic. So I went over to LaSalle Agri, which is Burma Acres, and I was an operator there for a couple of years, you know, between planting, field crop, breeding, biofertilizer, and then I moved up the line. And now I do all the sales for LaSalle Agri. So we pretty much take all the biosolids from Detroit and Windsor. It gets heat treated and pelletized, and then we spread it on farmers' fields.
What do you accredit the success from in your career thus far?
Just looking for new opportunities. Like every negative situation, there's a positive outcome is what I've seen over the years. It's tough though, farming, you know, like with interest rates going up and land prices are through the roof. It's pretty hard for a young guy to get into farming unless, you know, they're born, you know, with their family willing to help them out to get into it.
Right. And one of the biggest variables that you have zero control over is Mother Nature.
Oh yeah. At home, it's more of a risk, like with the fruit. This time of the year, like we had a pretty warm early start to the spring. So we, the trees start growing. And then now our concern is frost within the next month. So how we mitigate the issues with frost, like we'll use frost fans, which blows if they're flowering and let's say it gets down to -3 or -4 in the next month, it'll actually kill the fruit buds. So there is ways to mitigate the issues with Mother Nature. The best thing to have is just insurance. So if you do, have a crop failure, then at least the insurance will pay you out.
Brent, in what ways, if there are any, is new technology helping with your operations?
So with new technology comes grants and just with labor, the government will help you out with new technology, which in turn will save you on labor. In the orchard, we use platforms where the guys, instead of using ladders, they'll stand on the platform. So we just got a 3-row sprayer. So instead of spraying every row in the orchard, we spray every 3 rows. So it goes around the trees. Years ago, we would plant trees 20 feet by 10 feet, which would be 100 trees an acre. And now we're planting 1,100 trees an acre.
Brent, before I let you go, for anyone looking for contact information regarding where you are right now and are being very successful with LaSalle Agri, can you give us some contact info?
Yeah, my number is 519-312-7551.
And does LaSalle Agri have a website that people can find out more about the business itself?
Yeah, www.lasalleagri.com.
Brent Veens from LaSalle Agri, one of our features for Next Gen Farmer here on MyFM. Brent, appreciate your time. Keep up the good work in the agricultural world and keep putting food on our table.
Sounds good.